This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hotel, hospital, and ER room workers. And I threw hotel in there tonight because the hotels out behind us are jam-packed for whatever reason. And the 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our men and women out there, and our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, hauling the mail and the packages all across the country. A little bit difficult in some places with all the ice and snow and whatnot. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse folks, the Amazon delivery people, too. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Thanks for all of that. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, you can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and Truth Social, and Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. Now, you can find us on our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, joining us from the frozen tundra, and I do mean frozen tundra. He told me it was 6 degrees where he's at right now. I'll let him tell you where he's at here in a minute. But it's our good friend from UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
All righty. And they're clapping to stay warm. No, it's believe it or not, it is, let me see, where's my temperature? It's 71 degrees here right now in Tampa, 71 degrees.
Hmm? Yeah, it's about 61 degrees warmer than what I am.
Yeah, I know. You told me that, and I went, holy
my
smokes.
My math is correct. Yeah.
Jeez, boy.
No, it's nothing that we Northerners aren't used to who are transplanted. It's just unwelcome.
Right. And I would much rather sweep sand than shovel snow any day of the week.
Yeah, I'll join you with that one, because at least you could do it in shorts.
You bet. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we are talking about under God. We emphasize those two words because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't forget it. Well, Mr. Frank, what a mess. Omar got booted off the Foreign Affairs Committee over her past anti-Semitic remarks. AOC made a fool out of herself, followed by Tlaib, followed by who the hell was the other one there? Presley. They all got a chance to say something yesterday, and they did, and just unbelievable.
No, it's you expected the squad to have something to say about this, but the fact is that McCarthy has justification for wanting these people off these committees. For the longest time, we've tolerated people on the radical left bad-mouthing our country and specific groups, and then pretending that they have the authority to be on committees related to the subject that they were demagoguing.
Yeah,
we can't have they can't have that. We want statesmen who have intellectual thought to bring something to the table for the American people. We don't want people coming on there spewing hate.
Uh-huh.
You know, the left always says that the right's, you know, you white supremacists over there, you can't be on this committee, you can't say this, you shouldn't be running for that because you're a white supremacist without any proof.
Right.
Yet the left can get on these committees like Omar and just spew anti-Semitism, and you can't tell me there's not one Jewish person that lives in her district.
Right.
You know, so she's, what, you can't do that. We're not a platform for social engineered hate in this country. So, good riddance. She didn't deserve to be on the committee in the first place. Just like Swalwell didn't deserve to be on the Intelligence Committee, seeing as how he was betting a Chinese spy. And Adam Schiff, he shouldn't even be in Congress because he's a habitual liar.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm more upset about is the retaliatory BS that Mitch McConnell's doing in the Senate.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's all political, and it's damaging the constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't give a damn.
Nope.
You know, he pulled Rick Scott off committees because Rick Scott went after him for leadership.
Yep.
That move is just politics retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the mark of a leader. It's the mark of a thin-skinned jackass. So the people in the Senate, the little sycophants that follow McConnell around and keep voting for him for leadership, this should be proof positive that loyalty doesn't matter to him.
No.
He'll step on you and throw you under the bus if, in fact, it serves to make sure that he gets to stay in power. And if everybody on the right doesn't get together and finally get this guy out of leadership, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I don't disagree with you for a second. Not a second do I disagree with you. All right, my friend, we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in and opining, and we appreciate everything that you say, and keep those cards and letters coming. And in the meantime, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Lost Nissan, one of their dealerships, telling me they've got one of my listeners there buying a new vehicle. Could I come up and say howdy, howdy, because the folks want to meet me? And I said, sure, absolutely. So it all starts with the website, MAUSNissan.com, MAUSNissan.com. Go there, check out their dealerships, see where they're at. There's one in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. And, of course, they have the all-new, brand-new Brooksville location right there on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway, about 100 yards east on the right-hand side of the Suncoast Parkway. Now, I'm going to have Moss Nissan with me tomorrow at Hernando County Fairgrounds. We'll be there from 9 to 3. They'll bring some of their big 4x4, their off-road trucks with them. They'll bring some Frontiers with them, probably bring a car or two as well. And we'll be right there, right across the way from the main exhibit hall. You'll be able to see us when you walk in. Stop by, say howdy, howdy, and check out the all-new Nissan. Those are unbelievable, unbelievable pieces of equipment, and they really, really, really get the job done if you're looking for a solid working truck. I've got a lot of my friends that have bought them, and they swear by them right now. So there you go. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Well, you know, the Biden administration's description of the border, particularly when some members say that it's secure, is ridiculous. And by the way, Andy Bates and company yesterday actually filed impeachment charges against Mr. Mayorkas.
No, that's not going to go anywhere because Schumer won't let it.
Right. It's got to go through the Senate.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, everybody wants, now we're gonna hear people on the right complaining and moaning and sighing about not being able to do anything. Well, that's why elections have consequences.
Yep.
If one thing Obama did say that was truthful, that's the line. Elections have consequences. We needed to capture the Senate. We needed that. But everybody, there's a big faction that fell for the orange man bad thing again.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen if he's the nominee again. It's going to galvanize the left, and the people who made the same mistake this time are going to make the mistake again. And the right will lose. I hate to say it. It's just the political mathematics of it all. You know, we needed the Senate. They ran against Trump when he wasn't even on the ballot. Imagine what they'll do if he is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to have Mayorkas impeached. Nothing is good. They're going to pass bills out of the House. They're going to die on arrival in the Senate. The only thing McCarthy can do is hold budgets and spending hostage, and that's what they'll scream and moan about on the left in the Senate. And the Biden administration will say this. You're already hearing it about the, about the spending bill that's coming up. The only thing they can do is hold things hostage and tack on things that they want, and it's going to be compromised all the way down the line until we can get either a majority in the Senate or we can flip the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the political reality of it. Whether I liked Trump, whether I supported him or not, is irrelevant. The political mathematics say that that's the outcome that will come. It's already been proven. To look at history and not believe it just because you don't want to believe it is kind of foolish. We've already been through an election process where we've proven what happens with a candidate's influence. We've got to fess up to reality going into 2024.
Now, Omar and Tlaib have been banned from coming into Israel under any circumstances. That happened yesterday, late in the day, after they were removed from their committees. Tlaib, I guess, wasn't, but Omar was. But anyway, that happened yesterday.
Maybe Netanyahu should have a little talk with some of the people in Washington, D.C., or in the districts where Tlaib and Omar come from.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that a government should have to suffer people who say death to you.
Yep.
There's no reason for that, and Netanyahu is fully within his moral and ethical rights to say, we don't want you here. He doesn't have an obligation to invite in people who badmouth Israel. Good. I applaud Netanyahu for standing up and saying, I don't care if you're elected to office in the United States. You don't get to call, you don't get to call us baby killers and murderers and then expect us to accept you as some kind of official. Out.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, and that's what Washington has to understand. You don't have, and this is what McCarthy did by not having them on the committees. We're not obligated to have you on these committees. If you're not qualified and you have characteristics, personal characteristics that are caustic to the mission, then you don't belong on the committees.
Mm-hmm. Now, Republicans are continuing to overshadow the Democrats in our home state of Florida with a massive voter registration advantage. Now, it just came out yesterday again in checking the numbers, because just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for the embattled Florida Democrats, it indeed has. And here's what's going on. The Democrats right now are trailing the Republicans, who hold a 384,000 voter registration edge. And it looks like that edge is going to get even bigger.
Of course it is, because people are moving to Florida because it's a free state with good leadership that actually serves the people. Now, that said, we got to start drilling down in government here in the state of Florida. Okay? We've got to be a little bit honest and look in the mirror here. When you have 1,200 people a day moving into your state, you've got to get your stuff together when it comes to allowing these people to be able to build places to live, especially in the panhandle. But
I wonder who that could be.
Well, you've got developers that are all landlocked here. Try to find a structural engineer anywhere to build a home independently here, and it's like trying to pull teeth. It's like trying to pull teeth. They're all gobbled up by people who have moved down here to develop land to make a profit off of it, and everybody has to go through the anointed people, and that's it. Up here in the county where I'm building in Okaloosa County, you can't find a structural engineer for an independent project to save your life. And if anybody knows of one, let me know, because there's a whole bunch of people who live up here who can't find an honest, reliable, independent structural engineer to help them build houses. Now, what happens when you have 1,200 people moving in a day and you have a bottleneck because there's a cabal that's got development all locked up? People get gouged.
Yep, they do.
So, Governor DeSantis, Attorney General Moody, you got to look into this, because the local counties and the developers, there's a little malokia happening here, and it needs to get straightened out. Otherwise, we're going to start to not have the great reputation we have as a free state of Florida. Can't gouge the people coming in who finally opened their eyes and said, you know what? Freedom is a good thing. I want to move to a place that actually treats the people correctly. We got to fight to treat the people correctly. That's important.
Okay, hold that thought. Ian, what's up? Ian, are you there? Oh, well, we did have Ian on the line. I was going to let him say something. We don't have a lot of extra time. You want to stick around for an extra segment? Oh, wait a minute. You want to stick around for an extra segment? Frank?
Yeah, Ian hung up on me.
I didn't know that. I had the wrong line, I guess. I thought I had Ian. Okay, you want to stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
All right, hold on. We'll get this straightened around here. All righty. We'll get Frank on hold, and there we go. Got him in there. So, Ian, if you want to say something, call back. I'll be back with more here right after we take this break and pay some bills. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. Canada said it was working with the United States after the Pentagon said it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon and added it was monitoring a potential second incident. China's mouthpiece said the United States air defense system is a decoration and cannot be trusted. End quote. The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank, and we'll get right back to Frank in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day. I have been for 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. And if you've got a problem with pain, more than likely it's got something to do with inflammation. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all natural ingredients, will help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will even lower or eliminate the pain that you've got by going straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your problem. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Comes in a convenient individual packet, 4 little capsules in there, easy to take in a little packet, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. It's $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, I'm going to go to Ian first and get him on the line because we screwed up there the last time. All right, Ian, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. I want to update Obama's saying, I say stolen elections have consequences. And as for Ilhan Omar, I say this, stolen immigration and asylum laws have consequences too. She got in early 93 after that Somalia regime collapsed. Her father was an official in the government, and it was a communist satellite of the Soviet Union then. And our stupid, ridiculous asylum, immigration, and refugee laws let this viper in.
She married her brother.
And this, the pictures that they're showing, the left, they're showing pictures from when she was like, I think she came over here, she was 12 years old. That would make her 42 or 43.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing her, they're trying to play on our pity. They're trying to guilt us. This, and this happened when Bush was transitioning over to Clinton. It was actually a fault of the entire system. I'm not blaming really either president, but we let this viper in. You know, we reap what we sow. A lot of what's going on in this country is we're stupid and dumb, and we consistently shoot ourselves
okay,
in the
so
foot.
Okay, so what's number two?
That was number two.
Oh, okay.
I say that insane refugee immigration and asylum laws have consequences. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, we have to change them for sure. What do you think, Frank?
This is the bureaucracy that we keep talking about.
Yep.
You know, we've got a Congress that creates legislation that is so broad and general that they kick the responsibility of creating the minutia of legislation over to the executive branch, and they end up ruling and creating the effects of law by regulation. And all they have to do is announce something that they're going to change, put it out there for a 30-day comment, and then they just implement it. And that's been happening with our immigration more and more and more and more. They always talk about comprehensive immigration reform. If they ever do get anything passed, it's just amnesty and nothing else happens.
Mm.
So, yeah, we need comprehensive immigration reform, but we need comprehensive immigration reform that is written well and that holds the full force of the legal content of what it's supposed to hold. It's well past time that people in Congress actually do their jobs instead of grandstanding and just constantly being up for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to start crafting good legislation that doesn't allow the executive branch to do anything but execute the law. That's the way it's supposed to be. The executive branch executes the law. The legislative branch writes the law. We haven't been doing that since, Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt, who urged Congress to be, why don't you just write it more generally and we'll get the experts and the bureaucracy to figure out the minutiae. That's why we're here today. That's why we have a dysfunctional federal government that literally needs to be dismantled and brought back to square one. We have to give all of the power, the biggest part of the power, back to the states and start from scratch with the federal government being just the apparatus that fills in the cracks. Otherwise, we've got a centralized government that has turned into a bureaucratic oligarchy, and we have no semblance of what the framers gave us.
Well, some people did something, remember?
Yeah, some people did something somewhere, and if you put that through the machine of the idiots who believe in the 1619 Project and the CRT training that, thank God, Governor DeSantis pushed out of the university systems in Florida.
You bet.
Yeah, you would have thought that we were nothing but just bloodthirsty people from start to finish who just wanted to come here to be greedy and to get rich off the backs of the downtrodden.
So we were talking about
this radical left woke hate group, and that's what they are. This radical left hate group that has taken hold of the narrative machine, it's got to go. It's got to be exposed. We have to expunge it. And we have to start pushing back on it. It's time.
Well, we were talking during the break about some different governors working together, our Governor DeSantis. The latest name in the pot is Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas. She's going to be delivering the Republican response to Biden's State of the Union address this year. She's been down here to Florida a number of times, visited the governor, had some conversations and whatnot. So I believe that that's been the beginning of what you were talking about these governors linking together to start to exercise their powers.
Well, and DeSantis has alluded to it several times, and that's why there is a legitimate question about whether he's going to run for president or not. Personally, I hope he doesn't. He truly does understand the way the country is supposed to be with 50 separate state governments, with 50 separate constitutions that come together to form a union, a federal union. And he's been talking about what governors can do. And if he gets into it, if he hits the ground running with people like Sarah Huckabee, with people like Abbott in Texas and Nome, and you have governors in Missouri and Tennessee who are actually doing things to actually serve their states and empower their states and claw back some of the power. You get a group of governors together like that who have make bold moves against the federal overreach, and you can do more to restore and save the republic than you can just having the White House.
Now
he's in a very powerful position now. If he can get a cadre of like-minded governors together from red states who are unwilling to yield to the bully federal government, boy, he'll make the history books in the same line as people like Lincoln, Washington, and Jefferson.
Now, there are a number of YouTube videos that are turning into mini production motion pictures, if you will. Another one has surfaced, and it's from Breitbart. It's called On the Hill, and it's an exclusive about the conservatives going to use the levers of government to dismantle the permanent D.C. by the year 2025.
Well, this is what you and I have been talking about consumable chunks of information for a very long time.
Yep.
And we're finally starting to see it come. So I guess we have to say something 10 years ago. Maybe we'll see it in 10 years.
Well, that's what we did.
These smaller, more potent, consumable mini documentaries that Epoch Times is putting out, Breitbart's putting out, Newsmax to a certain extent was putting out, even though they've gotten deplatformed by DirecTV, which is absolute BS. These are important things. Plandemic is another one, a great series that exposed Fauci and Bill Gates and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that conservatives need to do. We need to educate, inform, and sadly entertain all at the same time.
Now, I need to throw one more thing in about Ron DeSantis because we're going to run out of time. The budget here in Florida, Frank, includes a $2 billion cut in our taxes, $2 billion cut in our taxes, a permanent sales tax exemption for baby necessities, and gas stoves. How about that?
God bless Ron DeSantis.
Amen, brother. Talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Those conversations you hear, you'll only hear with Frank and I. And it'll be repeated again on a podcast, and Frank has it on undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota who does that for us. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Mines and Decor down there in Sarasota, Florida. They're located at 45 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, remember, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, again, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, we've got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and everybody out there. Have a great weekend. Have a safe Friday. You know, no sense in rushing to save 30 seconds or a minute and get into an accident. So be careful out there. Also, Captain, Tom Brady's looking to hopefully sign a one-day contract with Bob Kraft up there in New England. And, you know, that'd be a cool thing to do. You know, he had a heck of a career up there, and then he came to Tampa Bay and helped them win a Super Bowl. So There you go. And looks like he's going to go into Fox Sports, right, Cap?
$375 million worth of Fox Sports, you betcha.
Not a bad deal, huh, man?
10 years. Yeah. 10 years. And he's going to start this coming Sunday with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's had a heck of a career. And now he's going to have a broadcasting career. So, should be a great Super Bowl next Sunday, Captain. I wish it was this Sunday, but that's okay. And
yep.
Patrick Mahomes feels like he's getting healthy. And Mr. Hurts feels like he's getting healthy. So, you know, those two guys are dealing with the pain. And they're going to find a way to play the best game. You can count on that. It should be very exciting. Jalen Hurts is going to be one of the youngest starting quarterbacks of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if that, you know, does anything to him. He's played big games in college. He's played big games now in the pros. So
oh, yeah.
I don't see it being a problem for him. And then come next Sunday at 10 o'clock, we'll see who the true champion is this year. Philadelphia's been on a roll the whole season. Kansas City's really gotten hot recently. They're just playing some great football. So, who do you think's going to pull it out, Captain, if you had to make a prediction right now?
Well, I would say my sentimental favorite would be the Eagles because they haven't done it in a while. But I would not be surprised if the Chiefs do it because I believe the Chiefs are probably the better team.
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to be Buffalo's year, you know, and it just didn't happen. It's funny how, you know, people are now...
You can get ahead of yourself sometimes, you know?
That's right. Exactly. And that needs to be addressed. But, no, I just laugh. People say the NFL's rigged and fixed and this and that. If it was rigged, I think they would have found a way for the Buffalo Bills to make it into the Super Bowl.
Right.
That would have been the heartfelt story. Now, the reason people are saying this, Captain, is because now you have more storylines with Hurts, Mahomes, one brother on Philadelphia, the other brother on Kansas City. So, again, it makes for nice discussion and content on Super Bowl Sunday. So, anyway, and obviously the TV ratings likes bad to occur. I mean, NFL likes to have good matchups also. So.
Well, what's going on this Sunday there, Mr. Patrick?
Well, this Sunday, not much, Captain. We'll have a little bit of NASCAR action.
Not much, huh? NASCAR. Turn left, go fast. They're going to be out in California, I believe.
You got it, brother. You got it. Just let our fans out there like it. Well, speaking about California, Captain, Mr. Aaron Rodgers is not going to San Francisco. That's a really interesting story, Matt, because what happened was, you know, 2005, Aaron Rodgers was hoping to go from University of California to San Francisco, but they chose Alex Smith, the kid who was at Utah, and then he went to KC, and then he was with Washington and broke his leg and came back. Remember that story?
I do.
You know, so that was pretty cool. We had, you know, I'm kind of joking. We have the NBA All-Star Game, you know, coming up here. And a lot of things going on. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun sports weekend. There's always something going on you can watch and enjoy, to say the least. It's just most people are into football. Till baseball comes around the corner, which it will be here anytime soon. But staying on the football, well, the college talk, Captain, Nick Saban's been talking to Mr. Reese about the offensive coordinator job. Now the offensive coordinator he has left.
Mm-hmm.
Was moving on. And it did make it official, Captain, that Vic Fangio agrees to become the Dolphins' defensive coordinator. That was rumored that was going to happen, and it officially did. So, how that went down. Now, also, serious note, Harrison Burton closed it with some strong runs, and he hopes that momentum will carry him into 2023. Also, we'll have the IndyCar has big plans at the Thermal Club. Okay, so those are things you can watch this weekend, to say the least. Getting back to Brady, Captain, you know, it's kind of like now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously leader, guy who's the captain, the guy who, you know, it's kind of like the compass is gone. You know, it's different than a year ago because everybody was like, okay, you know, we knew that this was a two-year gig and that's all that's going to happen and this is going to have to move forward.
Well, I still say, let me ask you this question. I still say sure. When Gronkowski decided not to come back, that really threw a monkey wrench into his plans, Brady's plans.
It did, Captain. I really thought, too, that he was going to come back this past year, like around December 1st, right around Thanksgiving, and say, okay, Tom, I'm healed up, I feel good, I can give you 6 games, you know, and then let's make a run for the Super Bowl. But I guess he didn't feel it, or he didn't see it, and they couldn't come to an agreement, or, you know, he was just not wanted. They were just going to go for what they had. I don't know. I was surprised at that. He's been doing some broadcasting, speaking of that, so he should have fun doing that. He's an entertaining guy. But, yeah, no question, because that was a safety blanket, Captain. You know, a lot of tight ends are the quarterback safety blankets. A lot of times they're going to be more open than the other guy, not for the big games, but there's going to be 2 great tight ends in the Super Bowl. Speaking about Gronkowski, tight ends Dallas Goedert and Travis Kelce. So those 2 guys should shake it up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about shaking things up, Captain, hey, love to meet with some people. Talk to them about their insurance needs. Let's see what you have. Let's see if we can shake it up and make it better for you. It's real simple. Meet me for a cup of coffee. Let's, you know, talk some sports. Talk about your insurance needs. See if we can save you some money. Worst case, get you a better plan for the same amount of money. So at least you're getting something for meeting with me. And then if there's nothing I can do for you, guess what? You have peace of mind to know that you are on an excellent program and your insurance needs are met. It's real simple. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Captain will let you all know that I've helped him and some more of our friends and family. I do the right things for the right reasons. My name's Patrick Hyland. Catch me on the Sports Zone on the flagship station on Sundays from 11 to 12. And also, love to meet with people and see people and help them out any way I can, especially the veterans. They're great people. Again, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Allen.
Right.
Captain Duff,
don't
have a great week.
Don't go anywhere. Hang on. I want to talk to you for a second here. Hang on. All right. Let me try this real quick. What do we got? Oh, shoot. Only got 10 seconds, Todd. Sorry, can't make this work this time. Call me tomorrow. We'll get it in tomorrow morning for you. Okay, so there you go. But in the meantime, folks, been another great, great week, Monday through Friday, the Monday through Friday show. Of course, we can just keep the news just doesn't stop, ladies and gentlemen. The news just doesn't stop. And what you hear us talking about, you'll hear the alphabet soup stations and all that stuff talking about it today. But it's already happened. We've already talked about it. So there you go. In the meantime, I'll see you on the weekend show tonight. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Stay low and stay warm, especially up in the Northeast. Holy cow. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.